I want you to study 22 at the bottom, make furious notes on the page opposite as to what you think is being communicated there. If you were teaching this, what on earth do you think is being communicated? I want you to concentrate particularly on the intangibles and make notes as to what you think that's all about. So Catherine's going to educate you about the bottom of page 22, the intangibles, the outcomes you're delivering.
These are often the outcomes that the client wants. They're looking basically a client's relationship with money and in a better financial situation. Quite often they will stress, if you can get down deep enough, that they will say that that makes them feel more powerful, it will make them feel more successful. It will help their family or close tie relationships and all the rest of it. So these are the intangible outcomes that you can't actually measure. They're the soft outcomes.
Very good. I want to take what Catherine said, what Kate said, and just expand on some of those words, those three words. I'd like you to give me as many synonyms, words that are of similar meaning, to the word power. There are six, there's a whole bunch of types of people, but in this context we're looking at the fact that the population in any country is made up of people who think in different ways, and we're going to look at the six ways that people think that you need to understand and appeal to. Okay, the first way is you have people who feel strongly about power in their lives. Give me some synonyms to the word power.
Control.
Control.
Security.
Okay, security.
Knowledge.
Okay, why would that have context with power?
Knowledge is power.
Okay, knowledge. More emotional words relating to the word power.
Influence,
yes.
Independence.
Status,
yes. Any more? Tell me this person leans strongly towards
wealth.
Okay.
Respect.
They demand respect. All right. Now,
fame.
I want to.
Fame.
Well, yeah. Be careful here, because they're not the same type of people as people who fit into this category, success. You need to be really careful how you think about people, think and feel. There are certainly people who want to influence others. They want control over people. They want control over situations. They want power. They want to be authoritarian. They demand that nobody can be in power over them or control over them, which is why they want independence. They lean heavily towards this kind of feeling. Okay? Now we have a group of people that lean heavily towards, they actually don't want to be in charge, they just want to be incredibly successful. It's a different feeling. Give me some synonyms concerning success. And you might have you. Sorry?
Recognition.
Yes, recognition. Achievement, yes.
Influential.
Okay, now, does influential fit within power or success? Yeah,
I think it could be both.
It could be both. It's certainly up there, and it could be in success. Carry on.
Fame.
Yeah. You know, there are kids in this current generation that want nothing more than to be famous, because that's what they see as being the X factor of life. Okay, the whole purpose of life is to be famous. If you're not famous, you're nobody. That, you know, you ask them, what do you want to be? I want to be famous. And you hear it all the time now. It's become more and more desirable. Can't think of what else to do in life, so I want to be famous. It's a success syndrome. Any other words for the synonym?
Contentment.
I'm not sure that would sit comfortably within success, but let's put it there anyway. Anything else?
Achieved your goals.
Achievement, yeah. A goal driven. And they, you might even put money there. A lot of people couldn't give a hoot about being in power. They'd rather just have lots of success in their own terms. It could be money, it could be all sorts of ways. They'd rather somebody else have the power. They want the money.
Winner. Could be both, actually.
Yeah, I'm a winner. I'm goal driven. Yeah. And some of you are strongly in this category. Strongly success driven. Now we come to love. This is a group of people who couldn't give a hoot about being in control. Give me some synonyms to the word love. Warmth. Passion. Giving? Did I hear giving?
Caring.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Caring.
I'm sorry. Caring.
Endearing. Affection.
How about this? Belonging. Give me more words that sound like belonging, that feel like belonging.
Affinity.
Affection.
Empathy.
Empathy,
community.
Belonging we've got, affiliation. I know we've had walk up here. These are different people, okay? I've talked to one or two of you about clients who are very much success driven and really don't care. Come in, Charlotte. Charlotte with the motor car. Come in, grab a seat. And your chair is by Ian over there. All right. Here's the point. Here's why some of you have said to me, I've got this brilliant service and they just don't seem to get my service, and they just don't seem to understand why the fees are what they should be. There's just this big disconnect. The reason why you can't push your fees higher and higher and higher and higher is because you're not appealing to any of these in the way you communicate, either at the discovery meeting or in the way you communicate your services on paper or on your website. And this isn't just about marketing, this is just everything you do and say appeals to none of these. Now, remember the beginning of this day? I asked you to highlight some things. Turn over the page to page 23. I want you to take your pen and tell me, line by line, on page 23, which of those are power, which of those are love, and which of those are success-driven comments. This was me talking to you about what you want. Which of them are power? Which of them are love? Which of them are success? And I've tried to throw you by putting lines in the page. Catherine, at the top of the page, there is one word in brackets. Could you explain what that means for me?
Toward, basically, these are these are essentially the things that you're putting towards the clients. No, I can't explain that.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Yeah. Yeah. These are things people gravitate towards. Okay? I want to have more of this in my life. And you need to learn how to communicate things that they want to be drawn to. Okay? Now, before you give me your answers, turn to page 24 and do exactly the same and note the words in the brackets at the top of the page. Which of these are power driven, which of these are success driven, and which of these are love driven comments? Good. Now, was I bluffing or was I double bluffing by dividing the page into three? I was double bluffing. I'm not brilliant at this, but I'm reasonably good. You need to be better. What I was trying to do in both cases was to do all power, all success, and all love. Power, success, love. Power, success, love. I might not have succeeded very well, but you should have had that kind of leaning in each third of each page. Power, success, love. Power, success, love. That's how I design the feelings behind the words. Look.
On both pages, David.
Sorry?
On both pages.
Both pages.
So they really, after I'd finished it all, I was wondering whether the outcome should be that everything mirrors the previous one, but it's the opposite.
I double bluffed you. The first section should be about power. The second section, the middle section, should be all about success. Third section should be all about love, and exactly the same on the following page. But this time, moving away from. These are things that I hate if I'm a powerful, influencing, want to control kind of human being. I hate being in this situation, is the away from, is the negative. Can you see that? It's a mirror. I love these if I'm a power person. I hate being in this situation if I'm a power person. I love doing this if I'm a success person. I want all of this, but don't give me any of this if I'm a success person, because I hate this. Now, here's the challenge. There are six populations in each country that you need to worry about in this exercise. There are some people that want to be told, I'll give you all of this if you come towards me. And they're towards people. What can you help me get? What can you help me get towards? What can you help me grab hold of in my life? What power, success, and belonging and love and affiliation can you help me get in my life? Other people don't react to that. It just doesn't turn them on at all. What they want is, tell me what I can get away from. Tell me what I can stop happening in my life. Tell me what I can just cure, because I've got a huge problem with this. And they're away from people. And they can only be communicated to with away from statements. I can help you stop this happening in your business. I can help, if you're spinning out of control, come to me. Can you see that? If you don't know how to do this, you will lose 5/6 of every population you try and address. And then you come to me saying, I don't know why I can't attract many consistent clients every month. Because you don't know who you're talking to. You're talking a language that doesn't appeal to 5/6 of your population. Look, you're service people. You're not producing products. You're not manufacturing. And all of your service is delivered through some kind of communication. If you're communicating to human beings, you're really communicating emotionally first and then to their intellect. They think it's the opposite way round, and it's wrong. Human beings work emotionally first and then they work by intellect. If you don't know how people emotionally work, you're constantly missing 5/6 of your population. Because what you will do is what? How will you communicate?
As you are.
As you are. And you're one of these populations. You lean towards power, success and belonging. Power, success and love. So you'll start communicating in that way. And 5/6 of the population will simply shut off. And you won't know why. And you won't understand why they won't pay your fees or why you can't raise the fees and they want to get rid of you out of their life.
So how do we determine then where they are?
You have to be able to
very quickly use all six communication points in whatever you're doing. So, whatever you're doing on your brochure, you need to be able to, in a nice, gentle fashion, communicate to those who are driven by power, those driven by success, and those driven by love. In the last email I sent to you, I think it was the last one or one before, I used all six methods. All six. Purposely. Because 5-6 of you were just turned off by one of the lines. And so you drop to the next line, and I hope to catch you there, and I hope to catch you there. But one way or another, I'm going to catch you. You're either people who gravitate towards or people who are repelled by and want to get away from something, and please can you help me get away from it. And I have to be able to communicate, Stephen, all of those in any communication. You have to be able to do it subtly. But you have to do it consciously. Does that make sense? Consciously.
So, no, just to sum up, so you're saying it's power, success, love, either positively towards you or away. They're the six.
Yeah. There are six populations. Now, I'm sure there are other populations, like populations that gravitate towards peace and well-being and so on and so forth. But these three are very powerful emotions, aren't they? Who here loves to be hated? I don't care. We're quite vulnerable human beings in the main. We do like to be liked. And we tend to gravitate towards situations and conversations where we will be liked. Or so do other people, as far as you're concerned. And if you can't communicate very quickly, Stephen, in the way that they feel, or can't even test that, and it's constantly testing, what kind of person is this? For example, if you talk to somebody, let me give you an example. Why, what, how, example. If you talk to somebody who is in love with their business, works all weekend, every weekend, their relationships are falling to pot at home, children on drugs because daddy doesn't give a hoot, wife's thinking of divorce, they're clearly not driven much by belonging, affiliation and love as far as their private lives are concerned. They probably gain that from their business forums, communities. They're more driven towards power or success, and your job is to find out why. And if you start appealing to looking after your family and protecting the legacy and so on and so forth, they'll just smile at you charmingly and be terribly well-mannered and switch off. You simply don't understand them.
David, I think my concern there is how do you evaluate and get that information out of their heads? You know,
I think that is probably the most scary question of all, Stephen. Your ability has to be in your ability to ask questions. In all of this, it's not about how well you talk. It's how well you ask questions. And, you know, when you look at Bill Bacharach and George Kinder and people like that, the way they build their programs and their way of thinking and communicating and their spiritual core is all about how well can you ask questions that are meaningful. How good are you at this? Those of you in this room that can ask the better question will earn the higher fee, because you'll earn the loyalty and people gravitate towards you who will prepare to pay you more for the value you're delivering in their lives. It won't be because you're a brilliant salesperson. It won't even be because your service is brilliant. It will be because you quickly are able to find out what is it is driving this human being. What do they eagerly want that I could deliver?
You find that out very quickly, though, from a person. Do you not find, well, the experience that hopefully most of us have all had, we've met many people, met many clients, they make a judgment on us just as quickly as we make a judgment on them.
Yes.
And I think it's the right question. I think probably don't realise it, but we ask a lot of the right questions, and you work out whether they're a power person, successful person, or a love person within, I would say, if not minutes, seconds.
Some of you, John, are very good at this. You're intuitively good at it. Some of you, it is a learned skill more than others. Some of you will have to be consciously aware of these things going on and actually write it down. Don't be jealous if the person sitting next to you is intuitively a genius at this. You know, you weren't born able to do this stuff, generally. Some of you smelt it out as kids and worked on it and manipulated the world around you because you could smell it really quickly. And some kids can't. And the same with adults. So don't fret that you may not intuitively have this gift, but you do have to learn it. Because if you don't, you are at a disadvantage against those that do know how to do this. And they won't pay your fees. They just won't be interested. Because you don't understand where they sit in their lives.
Steve, I was just going to say, sorry to interrupt, I think they're not low then. If you're dealing with a business owner where the business is 24/7, that's all he cares about. I was just thinking how you would structure your service proposition, your presentation of that to hook him into what you're trying to do.
Okay, we'll come to that. First of all, I think all I've tried to do here is really spend a lot of time driving home. You know what? You can't structure anything. You're just wasting your time. Because all you'll end up doing, as you're right, Steve, is if you can't get this, you can structure as much as you like, and it'll be brilliant. But you're not going to get paid what you're worth. And people will not gravitate towards you in the way that you deserve.
Are you suggesting that we might, I may not be very good at it, but there might be some people who are very intuitive on this front and determining very quickly what sort of person they've got in front of them. But I'm certainly no in our business, because we use standard paragraphs for this, that and the other, I'm not sure that we then actually change the language we use when we write to that person, so that when they read the report or whatever, that they then go, this guy really gets me.
Yes.
And are you suggesting we should do that?
Yeah. Remember we talked about communicating outcomes all the time? Well, the outcomes had better be geared towards what they really want, not what you think they want, or what you want them to want, or what you think they should have.
So would that be like in the executive summary, right? At the beginning of the report, you're saying your outcomes is to help you keep your power man, control of your business, control of your life,
dominate your wife, yeah. Beat your children, okay? And obviously you have to be sad, but You just need to raise this ability to a level of consciousness, until what will happen, Andy, is it will become unconscious again. Like driving a car. I mean, you really don't think about changing the gears too much and the brakes, you just do it. Who here, more than they care to admit, go on autopilot and wonder how they got to where they just got to in a car? Yeah. Who here goes on autopilot and actually ends up at the wrong destination? It's that kind of ability. All right, we spent a little time on that, more than I planned, but I'm going to jump a page because we can come back to it. Page 26, look. We spent 2.25 hours just getting this genius right in order to write a headline. That's all we've done in 2.25 hours. But it's so fun, it's so foundational. Now write your headline using page 26. We've gone through complexity, now we're going to come out the other side with a new kind of simplicity. I'm not saying you have to do it this way, but this is a template to help you write your own headline. Page 26. You can help each other, you can talk, you're allowed to talk to each other, it's not forbidden. Okay, just 2 minutes on this. All right, let's have one from each table. Who just needs another 30 seconds or so? Anybody? Come on, Ian. Yours first.
Well, we haven't got one.
Anybody on this table?
I think you've been
cracked
it. Just trying to appeal to six different people in one headline.
you're not going to be able to do it. You're just going to have to do something to appeal to somebody. This is just one headline, and you're just not going to be able to do everything in one communication. But you're going to have to consciously be aware of all this to say, how do I do this? Through what means? Through what medium? Okay.
So just your headline is automatically going to alienate 5-6.
You're going to alienate, and that's fine, because you might decide I want to do that. Okay. But somehow you have to get this really simple and crisp, and just pick a headline for your business. What's the headline for your service? And you can't have all six in this. You just can't do it. So give me a headline. Headline statement. What do you do? Work with successful professionals. Go on, carry on. Okay, here's...
Who knows there must be a better way?
Who knows there must be a better way to...
To plan their finances and take the guesswork out of the future.
Okay, carry on.
Well, that's about it. And then we come to the good example. He's a power person who's... control the things that will give you enough money to continue with your work and have control over it. Work this 4 day a week and yet still have control over your future.
Okay, alright, thank you. This table, give me one. Take me right the way through. So tell me, what do you do?
What I do, obviously I'm general insurance.
Sorry, could you hear that table? Okay, nice and loud, Graham.
General insurance rather than an IFA, but to relate this, so we provide a business and personal insurance solution for successful companies.
Okay, give it to me crisply again. Tell me, what do you do? What we do, well, we work with
successful. We provide business and personal insurance solutions for successful companies.
Okay, start with the words we work with. That's key, Graham.
Right.
I really don't give a monkey's what you do, to be honest. What I want to hear is, who do you do it with first? We work with...
successful companies.
What does that mean? What does successful companies mean? Successful in what way? What kind of company?
Profitable companies.
What kind of company? 93% of companies in this country have less than 10 people working for them. What kind of company are you going to work with? Okay, I'm going to stop you there. I want you to crisp this down and be much more specific.
We work with people who care about their future today.
Okay, give me a bit more about, give me more than people, Michael. There's 60 million people on this island alone. You can only work with 150.
We work with
local people. local to what?
Don't go to Leeds.
Barmorley, yeah.